Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. I've been reading, and I still reading that that Power for Abundant Living class, and then I have been talking to this guy who knows the word, so it's nice to kind of go through stuff that I don't really understand and I haven't understood, so we can kind of break it down scripturally to kind of help me develop in the word, if that makes any sense. So it's exciting for me, but something he said yesterday that I've been thinking a lot about are the promises of God. Now, I heard that a lot as a child, the promises of God, the promises. I never knew like what that meant. You know, is there a scriptural study in this where it's like these are the promises of God and you can go through it and understand it? Or is it just a general sense? What a promise of God is. Now, there's a more specific definition I'm not going to go over, but it's things that God says that you can believe. Things that God says about you and Himself that you can believe. Now, immediately, the things that jump in my mind are there's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of your labor. There's nothing better in your life than to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of your labor. So if you stay focused on that and all these other things and you don't set your heart in all these other things and you recognize that you're really blessed when you're eating well and drinking well, well, that's good to know. You know, if God says that through His Son, all sins are forgiven and it's over the minute that you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's good to know if you can wrap your mind around it and believe it. And that's having a firm conviction. And there's a couple places in here that I was reading that I wanted to go over that kind of describe this. If you go to Romans chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "Now to him that worketh or laboreth is the reward not reckoned or counted of grace, but of debt." If you work for something and you're paid for something, is that given by grace or is that giving because that's what you're owed? Now to him that worketh or laboreth is the reward not reckoned or counted of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. This is describing how it's not through acts anymore. But I want to keep going. Verse 6, even as does David also describeth the blessedness or a pronounced happiness or congratulations of the man unto whom God counteth righteousness apart from works. Again, what you do, if God gives you something just for being you, that's of grace. But if he's given you something that you're supposed to work, that like, you know, you worked and you are owed that, that's not of grace, that's of debt. And David was talking about how blessed is the man unto whom God's going to count uprightness and it's going to be apart from their labor or the things they work for. Before it was about how strict you were to the law, how you walk. Did you walk according to whatever that law said? That's a work, that's a labor. And God gave you as a result of a debt of you following the law, righteousness. He looked at you as upright. But blessed is the man, congratulations to the man, a pronounced happiness to the man to whom God is willing to give something that they don't deserve because they didn't do anything to deserve it. Verse 7 saying, blessed are they whose violations of the law or iniquities of the law are dismissed or forgiven and whose sins are covered. And this is our hidden. Blessed or happy or congratulations to the man to whom the Lord will not count sin. Do you understand what that's saying? Do you understand? You are a part, congratulations to the man. You are part of the administration of grace. You are part of a blessed generation because you don't have to work. God is not deciding whether or not you're good or bad based on your labor. God is deciding whether you are good or bad. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, it's over that moment. Christ died is the propitiation, the place of the sacrifice, the blood offering for you. The minute you believe it. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt absolutely be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It doesn't say with the heart, for with the labor man gets righteousness. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety or salvation. You have been given this right now. You don't have to live your life beating yourself up if you make a mistake, because God's not doing that. The promise is, the thing that you can believe when God tells you something, is that if you, the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. That's a promise you can believe in and stick to. It'll change your life, especially when you start to read the word and understand this stuff. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. If you pray to Jesus Christ, it doesn't go anywhere. You pray to God, a personal need, and lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us and how you do it. I thank you for Janine today, that you just take care of her and just bless her heart for everything that's going on with her dog. And I just thank you again for my family and for the things that you've given us. I pray for our businesses and this, that you kind of show me how to handle those and keep a good balance, that we don't lose track of the things that matter, Father. I thank you for my family, that you put us in such a wonderful position and the people you've surrounded me with. And I'm grateful for the life that I have. I pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you just take care of them and give them a hedge of protection. And I thank you for each and every moment that we have under the sun. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.